And now may I speak in the name of the living God, who is Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. If Jesus in today's Gospel reading, which I will leave you to read on your own, was planting cells of loyal followers within Herod's kingdom, Paul was planting and maintaining and nurturing such cells, such groups, under the very nose of Caesar. His letter to Rome takes an unbelievably huge risk, but remarkably, it does so joyfully. The risk of marking out how one such group might live in loyalty to Jesus as Lord, but living in a capital whose major theme was that Caesar is Lord. So the last great section of this book called Romans is all about how to live as the Jesus people. And as the Jesus people, to model the new way of being human, which demonstrates who this new Lord is. Perhaps unsurprisingly, the central law is love. Not love as in anything goes as long as you feel good about it, which has become perhaps the degenerate meaning of life in our time, but rather the love which wells up from within the spirit-filled heart. That love which wells up from within the spirit-filled heart, we are reminded, is known and recognised because of its joyful obedience to the commandments. That's the hallmark. Joyful obedience to the commandments, which protect us from wrongdoing and equally protect us from being wronged by one another. The commandments may help, but knowing what time it is helps us even more. The signs of the times, the signs of dawn, are around us. As daytime fast approaches, nocturnal behaviour is no longer appropriate. And the little community that Paul is here addressing is to live out the future whose name is Jesus, the true King, Jesus, the true Lord, and to model the way that shows against the dark backdrop of pagan nocturnal behaviour. He says that there is a path in which human being and human living is ennobled, enhanced, honourable. And in his writing, a note of urgency creeps in at this point. Hence the idea of knowing what time it is. Dawn is almost breaking, and we cannot put off the task of living the Jesus way, the truly human way, and thus linking to the Exodus reading as also a Passover people, redeemed people. The church, the followers of Christ in Paul's time and in our time, commanded to flee with haste from whichever Egypt still beckons with its seductive slavery. Remarkably, for which we thank our organist Stephen, both our hymns speak to this challenge of living as the Jesus people. So we have threads such as the healing of the nations, of justice and equality, of love in action, working against all that kills the abundant life promised by Jesus in the Gospel of John. The presence among us of the kingdom and the rousing of the kingdom people to walk that way, to embrace that life, to have that purpose. But with the promise that such living is a demand and a challenge always, but with the blessing that it is a shared journey which brings us healing and wholeness. And so we take a moment to allow that to settle into our own minds and hearts, that God may speak to us as individuals. Amen.